as a coach, what you've got to do is, I'm always a big believer, you've got to get to the roots of the problems. And for me, it's
do you mean with the injury or the side?
Yeah, it's understanding. There's no doubt that Sturridge is outstanding when he's available. You know, it's like I think people are very, you know, people are very quick to write people off because they've got injured. Like, he doesn't choose to be injured.
Of course,
you know, it's not like he's throwing in the towel. He's genuinely injured.
He doesn't put fluid on his knee.
Well, yeah, so but that's a contact injury. That's nothing to do with a muscular injury.
Of course.
And one of the biggest problems in football at the moment is the lack of understanding of football coaches of sports science. Hmm. And what people in football normally do is, I don't really understand sports science, so I'll give you, who don't know anything about football, the complete control to do whatever you think is right.
Yeah.
Now, that person doesn't know football. And that's as big a problem as a coach not knowing about sports science.
Right.
You know, why doesn't a football coach learn about sports science? And for
Paisley
me, if you look at Daniel Sturridge and you've got to go down to the roots of the problem, for me, football players are made up of different profiles physically. So Daniel Sturridge is a pure fast twitch muscle fibre player.
Yeah.
So a Dirk Kuyt would be a slow twitch muscle fibre player. Now, what happens is less oxygen goes to the blood. So that's why they are so explosive, because they have fast twitch muscle fibres. Now, what that means is, when Sturridge performs at 100%, he depletes all the energy reserves in his muscles.
Right.
And because the oxygen doesn't flow as quickly as they do to Dirk Kuyt, he takes longer to recover. So that's when people say, Daniel Sturridge doesn't want to press. He's not physically capable of pressing, because his body works differently.
Hmm.
When people say that Daniel Sturridge is always injured, it's because when Daniel Sturridge plays a game for 90 minutes, he needs to go and rest for a longer period than Dirk Kuyt did. Daniel Sturridge probably isn't the profile that can play two games in a week.
Yeah.
But the problem is every manager is so desperate for success that they want them available to train every day. They want them to play Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, they want them to play all the time.
You're saying a medical person can't appreciate that repetition issue?
Dirk Kuyt, if you've got slow twitch muscle fibres, then the oxygen goes to it goes through your muscles much quicker.
Right.
So Dirk Kuyt could probably play every day because he wasn't fast.
Yeah.
So he didn't do as much damage to his muscles when he played.
Yeah.
Whereas Daniel Sturridge needs to be wrapped in cotton wool between every game. And you might have to accept as a coach that, you know what, he can't train for an extra day than everyone else. And that's just part of individual management of plays. And if you look, Michael Owen had exactly the same problem. Craig Bellamy had exactly the same problem. Walcott at Arsenal's having exactly the same problem. Oxlade-Chamberlain. Explosive players can't play as often as non-explosive players.